I'm Tara Wade, a natural resource economist at the Southwest Florida Research and Education Center. I'm an assistant professor.
You spoke about adoption of citrus technologies and the risks involved. One of the things you talked about were costs to consider, and other than the obvious cost of the equipment itself, what other costs should a grower consider?
Growers have to constantly think about the trade-offs. So a lot of these costs will involve trade-offs, say, with labor, hired skilled labor versus unskilled labor. Unskilled labor will be relatively less expensive, and you may have more of it, while then you may have to have some hired labor, like a consultant or someone on farm, that may cost you a lot more. But this labor may be required for you to get the full benefit from the technology, which would then result in other benefits in yields and reductions in inputs and the potential environmental benefits.
What are some of those environmental benefits of the technology?
Well, we cannot say exactly what happens if you use less of one product downstream or what happens with leaching, but the principle is that if you're using less, then there's less opportunity for it to be lost to the environment, either through leaching or through air.
What about depreciation costs?
Depreciation costs can be significant. From what NASS reports, agricultural growers in Florida, about 7% of their operating costs can be attributed to depreciation costs.
Any other cost type factors to consider in this?
Well, we have the cost of the equipment, we have the trade-offs with labor, and we have the opportunity cost. Something that's we typically don't think of. It's something economists think of all the time, but the general public doesn't think of what that opportunity cost is. And opportunity cost is, generally speaking, the cost of the opportunity you have foregone. So you're making an investment in either purchasing something or upgrading something, but there are other things you could have done with that investment. So how does that relate to the cost that you're spending? And then there's also, as it relates to labor, which is a major component of technology adoption, there's a cost of, say, the owner's time, learning how to use this new equipment, things like that. There are other things that could have been done with this time. So really what we'd like growers to do is start to think about all the costs involved, pencil these things down, kind of do the math before they invest in the technology.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.